Hi, my dear friends, you're listening to e-chatting, and this is Yuki here for you today. Hi, 欢迎收听本期的医疗吧。Today we are going to learn about right on the beam. Right on the beam. 今天我们来学习一下一个习惯用语 right on the beam. 在日常生活当中的意思就是一个人做某件事情做得对。相信没有人喜欢做错事情或者说错话，因为世界呢就是这么现实，某些事情做对了就会受到众人的表扬，而如果说你做错了的话呢，可能会被指责。接下来呢，我们一起来看一些相关的情境和例句。谈到学生的话，很多人都是过来人，作为一个学生呢，在回答完问题之后呢，相信没有谁不想听到老师说自己回答的是正确的，对不对？ The pupil's answer was right on the beam. The pupil's answer was right on the beam. 那个学生的回答是正确的。现在呢，很多学生朋友呢，都会把很多时间花在玩电脑游戏上，这样的话难免会被家长教育的。 I thought what your mother said was right on the beam. We couldn't spend so much time in playing computer games. I thought what your mother said was right on the beam. We couldn't spend so much time in playing computer games. I thought what your mother saidwas right on the beam. We couldn't spend so much time in playing computer games.
我觉得你妈妈说的是对的，我们不应该花太多时间玩电脑游戏。学生呢，还是以学业为重，对不对？很想知道大家还记不记得那些年一起讨论作业的日子呢？你有没有试过在跟隔壁桌的同学讨论作业的时候争得面红耳赤呢？到最后的话，发现原来自己的是错的。
Your homework was on the right beam. I was wrong and I apologize for my rudeness. Your homework was on the right beam. I was wrong and I apologize for my rudeness.
你的作业呢是对的，我为我的粗鲁跟你道歉。OK， 其实呢，我觉得每个人都会犯错，但是呢，错了不要紧，改正就可以了。OK,
that's all about our today's e-chatting. Today we're learning about right on the beam. Right on the beam.
它的意思呢，就是一个人做某件事情做得对。
OK, thanks for your listening. See you next time. Bye bye.